I'm going to do a terrific show today, and I'm going to help people because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
The waves keep on crashing on me for some reason. But your love keeps on coming like a thunderbolt.
Talking about the new browser, what do they call it? Tech release 2. I mean, it's like a pre-release, I think, you know, like a pre-alpha release. But I want to talk a little bit about some of the details of Vivaldi that look promising to me. I mean, the first thing primarily for me is I know the guys that started Opera, and they, I mean, we're talking about like 1995. These guys did this. They go back. Okay. And I thought Opera was just really a superior browser most of the time. I mean, there were times when Firefox and Chrome came out, you know, they had some really interesting next level sort of stuff, but just the fundamental efficiency and speed of and security. That was a big issue that browsers had issues with for decades, and Opera was really at the leading edge of being, you know, really thoughtful and effective dealing with security on the web. And so the biggest thing for me, the biggest feature initially for me, is that these guys are doing it. Gives me a lot of hope. But another thing, you know, and here's the deal too, you know, you can tell these guys are serious guys, because one of the first things you do when you're a computer expert, generally, I mean, there are exceptions, but when you're a computer expert, one of the first things you do is you use your keyboard. Which always cracked me up, because, you know, that was the thing 30 years ago, was moving to the mouse and getting away from the keyboard. But the reality is, most people using key combinations are much quicker doing stuff, and they've really designed a neat command structure with the feature they call quick commands, so that you can quickly search through various settings. You can go through your history, open tabs, bookmarks, and other things with a single keyboard shortcut. So it's really quick, really efficient, which I, you know, just always at the top of my list. Also a really slick, clean design, like a lot of browsers now, kind of Chrome-esque, admittedly. But you can put, and the other thing that's kind of cool, you can put your tabs anywhere you want. You don't want your tabs up front at the top? You can put them on the side. You can put them on the bottom. You can put them on the other side. In fact, no, you can put them in the middle. Not only that, you can take the tabs off the screen and put them on your keyboard.
That's awesome.
Incredible technology.
Next level technology there, my friend. That's awesome.
Yeah.
They have those down at Staples, too, you know.
Yeah. They're also working on some stuff, and who knows how long this stuff will take. Like I said, this just their tech test release is just now coming out. One of the features about Opera years ago that was so cool was the way they built an email client, and how interestingly they designed and built that. They're also going to do a mail client in the Vivaldi browser. They're working on a sync across sessions and across different devices. They're also working on extensions. Their biggest thing, of course, as we talked about, is to include the features that a lot of people really want. You know, and it makes sense. If you're a browser designer, what would you do? And you're really wanting to kind of take the world by storm and make a statement about your browser, what would you do? I mean, what I would do is I would build a really good browser. Fast, very secure, easy to use, easy on the eyes. And then I would look at like the top 6 extensions that people use and build it in. And that's what they're doing. I don't know if that's the top 6 or not, but they're really building and designing the browser with the ideas, we want to minimize we want to allow for extensions, but we want to minimize the need for them. Because when we can build the code and the feature set in as a part of the browser, much more reliable, much more secure, and those are big issues.
Well, and not only that, but the user doesn't have to do anything.
Right.
If they don't have to go out and find that plugin or whatever it is they need to have,
yep,
it's already there.
Yep. Now listen, I'm big on streamlined stuff. You know, I know folks that, you know, they download a browser. Doesn't matter what the browser is. They download the browser. First thing they do is install 15 extensions. And I think that's a huge mistake. I mean, if you got to have them, you got to have them. But most of the time, they just do it because they can, right? I don't like to do that. But there are, and I use one every Saturday. Well, I mean, I use it all week long, but it comes to be important to me on Saturday mornings when we do the show, and that's Pocket. The ability to just set up the, you know, just click on the URL icon for Pocket, and it makes a kind of like a quick temporary favorites list that I can access. When I do the show, I just hit my Pocket list and go through the pages as I talk about the stories. Gotcha. And I don't know if they're going to do something like that with Vivaldi. I would absolutely love it. We'll see. A lot of promise way early in the game. We'll see what happens with these guys. I hope they don't disappoint. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Interesting news, but not unexpected, from Apple. Why don't we go ahead? Do we have time to do the Apple update? Let's go ahead and make this the Apple update. We'll get the latest from that utopian community known as Apple Computer.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtledoves. I'd like to teach.
Well, the latest MacBook Airs and Pros will no longer support Windows 7 with Boot Camp. You know, one of the neat things about, and we've talked about this for years, the best Windows laptop was a MacBook Pro. Been that way for years. Now, there are, in the last year or so, some significant competition for that title. But with Boot Camp, you could load, you obviously have your iOS OS 10 version 6.6.7.8, whatever it might be. But you could also, with Boot Camp, have Windows 7 loaded and boot from that and operate Windows 7 simultaneously, almost. And it was a great advantage for folks. Windows 7 no longer going to be compatible with Boot Camp, or vice versa. It's going to have to be Windows 8.1 or later to utilize Windows on the new MacBooks. Not a bad idea. I think it would be nice to give people the option to stay with Windows 7, and they probably could have done that. The thing that Apple does so well, and it does have a negative side, is they just are ruthless in their control. And and it's one of the reasons they're so successful, because it makes for a stable platform. And so rather than them trying to struggle to support this older piece of software and you know, just simply load more on their plate, they just cut it off. No Windows 7 or before. And if you don't like it, too bad. Now, that's the negative. The positive is they do a great job of supporting the latest version of the stuff. So if you're a MacBook Air or MacBook Air Pro, or MacBook Pro, excuse me, purchaser, that's the case. If you've got Boot Camp now and Windows 7 installed, it's not going to stop working. So you don't have to worry about that. It will continue to work. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. We come back, we're going to talk about the latest net neutrality news. Do an analysis of some Motorola Moto X phones and some choices you've got with them, and some of the updates that are upcoming, and some interesting news from Intel about PC sales and other fun stuff. And of course, your calls at 866-821-8255. Of course, we got all kinds of security and hacking news, unfortunately, that we'll be covering as well. And some things that I'm doing personally that you might find interesting technology wise. Don't go away. We'll be back right after this.
2.2 trillion listeners galaxy-wide. Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Back after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.